Welcome, everybody, to the Zion Experience. I'm Jim Shaw.
I forget Jordan.
Jordan Frank, the other co-host, is on.
I'm here.
You know, we really don't prepare for this.
You know, we're better off to come.
That's about all you're going to get. That's what I got.
I have ham and cheese loaf in the refrigerator for days like today.
With that, let's get back into it.
Let's get in our groove.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the Zion Experience. We've got a special episode. We hadn't had the four of us together in a while this year. It's been a little bit, so we're coming to you with our annual TZE. We call it a recap of 2025 and where the year's been, and we're wanting to share some of the good things and the exciting things and the year that Zion's had. So I'm one of your regular hosts, Jim Shaw. I've got the other regular host, Jordan Frank, and then I've got two of our other co-founders, Chuck Frank and Drew Eubank. Welcome to the show, guys. How are we doing?
Good. Doing good.
Is everybody else off mute? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Good. So, well, let's dive in. We want this to be really just kind of a faster episode. We wanted to share some of the good things that have happened through the year. And we're going to start out. You all heard us talk a lot about our journey we've taken strategically through Pinnacle. And so this year we were able to lock in what they call the SVEP, the Strategic Vision and Execution Plan. I'm going to just hit a few highlights of it so you all can hear it. So the most important thing is, why did Zion exist? We call it a core purpose. And so we've said this multiple times, but Zion at its foundation exists to leave a positive impact on the lives of those we touch. The business that which we execute or do with that is, we're a systems integrator. We design, we procure, and we implement automated solutions to optimize distribution centers. And then again, another theme that you've heard, if you've been sharing or listened to the TZE for a long time, is, well, what does that mean? Okay, that's your business. What promises or what are your brand promises? And we promise a memorable experience. We promise to guide intelligent change, and we ensure excellence through a team that we call a no B team. And then ultimately what we're striving to be. So the whole value or the whole purpose of Pinnacle is, what do you want to be strategically down the road and over a 7, 8, 10 year period? And so what we want to be is, we want to be the choice for you all, for you people listening to this, for our partners, for the team members that are part of Zion or the future team members that are going to be there, and ultimately the customers that we serve. We're diverse. We chase excellence. And then we have a revenue target that we want to grow this business to, that's a sustainable business that can service the customers that we feel like we service best. All of that being said, is Pinnacle at the end of the day is, there's a great to have a 10-year vision, but we rolled it back to a 1-year annual goals of what would 2025 look like for a successful year. We call those annual goals, and we had about 8 of them. And just, I'm not going to read them all, but I'm just pick a few of them. We were really focused on how do we have innovation sales this year? How do we go out and have the most innovative technologies to help our customers? We looked at net customer growth. You'll hear that a little later in this summary of how we were able to grow the business this year, how many new customers we brought into the family and retained the customers we already had. We're really focused on employee retention. So we want the best team. We want them here. We want them happy. And so we made some investments in people and culture this year that allowed for that. And then we're focused on sustainable revenue. We call it ARR, but how do we get revenue that's going to continue to come in through services we provide that help us get through the year and achieve ultimately our financial goals so that we can thrive and we can grow. So we spent a lot of time. I spent a little bit of time on that on this because we spent a lot of time the last 2 years. This has been a journey for us, and we really saw it come to life this year, and we're really working our plan. We're really focused on the future of Zion, the future of our employees, and how, again, we can be that choice for you partners and you customers that we get the pleasure and of working with on a regular basis. So let me go into a little. I'm going to shift now. We also have a theme, if you've heard us talk very much about good people, good partners, taking care of good customers. So let's just start with the people. This year, we were able, we invested in and brought on 5 new team members. to the team. We're very thankful they chose us. We made some key investments in a director of business development, a director of people and culture. We brought on some technician skill set, and we brought on some additional engineers, and just we're really thankful for the group that we brought on. We targeted senior subject matter experts and people that can come help Zion grow and help you customers, help us, our partners. We put in place a director structure. We already had a little bit of it, but we call them our L5. So we've got five directors that help us run the business. We had several internal promotions. I think a good company is healthy and growing, and you had some promotions. So we had three promotions this year. Congratulations to Jake, Amelia, Megan, and we said Jen Thomas. So we had four promotions. We had the wrong number there. So we had four.
Emily Arp got promoted last April.
What's that?
Emily got promoted last April.
We had five promotions, even better. But so you can see the growth that we've had. We made key investments. We're having growth internally of some of our existing team members. Just really excited about that. We did further develop out, to Emily and your point, Drew, we further developed out our customer experience department. How can we service customers after the initial install? How do we continue that memorable experience through the life cycle, through lifetime services? We had multiple team events. One of the big ones, if you all remember and had some fun with, was Keeneland. For those of you that don't know what Keeneland is, it's a racetrack in Kentucky. We were able to gather the whole team. It was just a really fun day. We enjoyed, we had a little barbecue, we had it catered in, and then the whole team got to go watch some horse races. Some of them dressed up in costumes, or really fancy race clothes. It's part of the theme of Keeneland. That was fun. We just came off our holiday party, guys. How would you all think? Anybody love the holiday party? Love getting the team together?
It's always a great time. Yeah, love doing it.
The awards are a nice touch too, even if they're not accurate.
Yeah, we did have some awards.
I forgot Drew, my Drew was in the desk.
Drew was in what will we call it? He did not think he deserved the award he got, but he was voted. It was voted. It was the voice of the people. They gave it to him. So we have fun.
Jordan's the same way. I think Jordan was the same exact way. Like, his is not Jordan at all. It's like, that was me. Like, you guys got that's weird.
That's great. And then one of the things I think we do is we celebrate. We celebrate birthdays. We celebrate anniversaries. We had a lot of lunch and learns. We feed our team constantly, even the remote employees. We tell them to DoorDash or bring in some food or go get themselves some food. So we had a lot of fun this year just taking care of the team. I think it's one of the
life. We had a lot of new babies
that we did.
Zion family, and we got some newbies that are in the oven that are coming in 2026. So
we even had some grandbabies, Chuck. I know we had some grandbabies previously, but we had some grandbabies this year as well. I think it's five. I think we had five new babies on the way or here, and then had some grandbabies. So we love to see our team growing. We love to take care of our team. We love to spend time with our team. A lot of our team can be remote. We got three offices, but we find those ways intentional about bringing the team together. And in the new world, it's like you need to find those moments, and we find a way to do it. And in training, I think we made the investment. You heard people and culture. Some people call it HR. We call it people and culture. We had 13 plus lunch and learns with our partners. Internal team members would present what they're doing across their groups, their departments. And it's just educational, and it's training, and just pouring back into our team. So, all good stuff. Switching a little bit, marketing. We had a big goal to get to a certain number of followers in LinkedIn, and we achieved that goal, and we're on to our next goal. The team thinks I'm crazy because the next goal is five times the first goal, but we're on the way to that. We've had good brand development, continued brand awareness that's going out in our marketing. Jordan, I don't know how many TZEs we did this year. I don't have the number, but I know we did a couple webinars, and it seems like every other week we're on a TZE episode. And that's always fun because you get to hear our team's voice. We get to bring in partners and customers and just some big thought leaders.
There you go. Amelia just said 30 TZEs this year.
That's so Amelia definitely knows because she's got to wrangle all of us cats to get the TZEs there. I think Jordan's a little harder to get on the TZE than Jimmy's to get on the TZE. What do we think about that, Jordan?
Very, very. There's no, I can't deny it.
No denial.
No argument for me.
I know we kid you guys about the TZEs, but I think, again, it's just the commitment of Zion. TZEs aren't easy. They take time. But I think the cool thing is that you guys, you know, you two co-hosting them is that we open it up to partners and customers, and they're all, for the most part, educational based. It does two things. One, it educates us, and it forces us to go out into the industry and understand what's trending, what's coming, what's not. So it makes us a better team as it relates to working with our prospects and customers on solutions. And the feedback we get from our business partners and customers is, you know, it's awesome for them to be on. They want to make a difference in being able to share. So for the most part, you know, we're a group of educators, and we don't have any secrets. So, but it's cool that it we pour into getting out of and helps us with ongoing education ourselves, right? On just kind of the new shiny object and how it plays. So I think it's awesome you guys do that.
Yeah, we always learn something. I mean, Jordan, we've had some. We did a special series on just leadership, and it's things that whether you openly discuss it or not, every company, every business has these challenges. And so it was good to get a diversity of how other leaders approach certain leadership decisions that you need. And I think it just strengthens you. It makes you better. Iron sharpens iron. And so love getting our partners in a room, love hearing from our customers, and I love hearing from our team. Some of them don't want to be on there, and we don't force them to be on there. But when they're on there, they're just such intelligent people, and it's just a lot of fun. So I promise I'm about to wrap up.
Do you think that force is true? Do you think that our team would say that they always don't think they're forced in? Has anybody been on a TZE from Zion that might have been forced into it?
Listen, there are several. Yes, Amelia's shaking her head. I try sometimes when Jordan's unavailable. I'm like, all right, Amelia, you're up. She's one of our core values is be bold. She's been bold this year, and she said, nope, Jimmy, you got it. You're running by yourself. So we have fun with it. I promise I'm almost done. So a couple other big things we did. If you've noticed, we launched a new website. It seemed like ages ago, but we did launch that the first year. It was just a refresh. We're super excited about what it turned into, how it represents our company. Amelia and some of the team, we launched a monthly newsletter to go external to our customers, and just we're there. Our brand's out there. You see us. You hopefully hear us. We spend a lot of time trying to educate and share what we've got going on and what we're seeing. There's so many trade shows. I'm not going to name them, but some of the big ones. We had another great ProMat. We just had 100+ of our partners and our customers and our friends really. We're in a room. We were able to give out Partners of the Year, Customer of the Year awards, and that was a big milestone for Zion. First time we'd done it. I think we had some customers just to call out, just like they say, we had some partners that said, yeah, no one's ever recognized us for this. So that's pretty special that we were able to give those awards out and share that time with the people in our lives that we hopefully are making an impact on. And I think that's about it for me. One more thing we did big. We talked about this investment in business development. We've had 12+ months of really focused business development. Jen Thomas, who joined our team, has done a fantastic job. You've probably heard from us at this point. If you're listening to this and you've gotten email campaigns, and we've just really been intentional about how we're approaching our business development for a systems integrator. And then the same thing for Jordan and your team. We made an internal change of where we had engineering that was under different leadership that we found would better serve our customers by combining the engineering teams under one of our directors. It wasn't anybody who wasn't doing a great job. We just felt like it would give a better experience to our customers. So we put both divisions of our engineering team under the same leadership. And I've just seen that team really grow and thrive, and I think our customers are getting the benefits out of that. Yep. So, big guy, I'm going to toss it over to you, and you can ad lib, you can go off, you can do what you need to do, man.
As we always say, you know, we're only as good as our internal team and our partners have been awesome this year. You know, we completed two monster projects this year, right, from a Zion perspective. you know, multi-year engagements that took a lot of effort. And both of those got handed off, and both of those are systems are running, and the customer's happy. You can't do that without good partners. We found another controls partner to help supplement our main controls partner, because sometimes the job doesn't need all the fancy bells and whistles from a software perspective. So how do you scale that better? They've showed up and really helped us maintain customer relationships we already had, right? Because it makes us competitive. We added the Geek Plus and Locust this year, both strategic partnerships from us, to offer services that our customers could potentially need. You know, we don't sell product, we sell solutions. And so we got two more arrows in the quiver that are pretty big, and we're continuing that journey. The PBRs, the partner business reviews we have, I think if you ask most of our partners, we have very high standards on delivery, right? When you go in these PBRs, sometimes you feel like maybe I'm doing too much, maybe I'm pushing too hard. But when you talk to your partners, like, no, it makes us better, right? Like, if my expectation is here, if it's too high, that's okay. I'm actually kind of okay with that, because all we ever hear is, man, we love working with you guys. Just the way you handle business, it's direct. It's fair. It's meet in the middle. You know, you're always looking out for us, but you're also holding us accountable, making us better. It's just, I think that's in this space, you have to rely on people to help you make sure things are delivered. That's highly important. And I sometimes we say we have some unicorn attributes. I think that's one of them, just the way we treat our partnerships and how we look and pour into those relationships. Because again, at the end of the day, when you've got a 1.2 million square foot DC where you're doing everything inside of it, and 875,000 square foot DC with everything inside of it, and there's goods to person technology, there's conveyance, sortation, software, you know, even storage rack, and like 17 different types of rack systems that you have to put in place just to be cohesive, down to labels. If you think about it, when we end a lot of the rack systems we do, we actually do the label scheme and the rack labeling as we go, because it has to be done. So why not have that value add, those partners making sure that's taken care of, because it's a little item that's really easy to mess up. And so I'm just really proud of what we built from a partnership perspective, because it allows us to service our customers better.
Well said. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I'll keep it brief, but I'll add some thoughts just around the sales and engineering side this year. And I'll start off by saying one of the reasons I love this job and being in this industry is because every day is a different day. That's a new challenge. And I think this year we saw a lot of that, and I really enjoyed working with the team on it. What I mean by that is we really expanded our verticals and industries that we work in. We expanded the type of products that we offer and solution. We had goods to person technologies. We had sorting technologies. We had robotic technologies. We had pallet conveyor that was over 100 inches wide. That was kind of a custom built thing for a pretty cool little project with a good customer of ours and a good relationship there. And I really enjoyed watching the team figure some of these things out. Some of the times they had a lot of time to figure it out. Other times they didn't have much time. And it's fun to watch how much your team can grow with their skill base and their knowledge and surprise themselves of how quick they can get things done when kind of put under some pressure and just realize that they can do more than they ever thought they could. So that was a theme this year that I really enjoyed. And I think another theme that we had this year is it's been a busy end of the year. There's a lot going on right now. The team's managing it really well. But I think a theme that we hear from our customers is just the trust they have in us. And there's nothing better than hearing that from a customer, especially when it's unsolicited. And that's a combination of the entire team. That's not a certain department. That's everybody that touches it. Because when you think through, well, who touches a customer? It's every department. Yeah, you've got your sales. You have your solutions, you have your engineering, you have your project management, you have your customer experience, and you have your finance. I mean, every department has some level of interaction with the customer, and all of those interactions have to be top notch, in my opinion, to get that kind of feedback. So it was a good year of new challenges, of new solutions, of new skill sets, and ultimately that all wrapped up in a lot of customers that are continuing to come back to Zion for additional projects and opportunities for now and in the near future.
Real quick, Jordan, on customers, I always laugh about this. I won't say who said it, but you know, we sometimes are like, hey, do you have a reference? And so we have folks, obviously, we tell people, hey, good, bad, ugly, just be honest. And it was a single line response back. They're effing idiots if they don't work with Zion. Was the one line. And I thought that was just, it made me smile and just so happy.
Yeah.
That, you know, somebody, especially at a C-suite level like that, would come out, you know, and he didn't get... this individual in particular didn't even join the relationship until about halfway through a project, right? Because there was some transition. And then that was his outcome. And then now we have follow-up work that's coming in early 2026.
Yep.
Good call. Awesome.
And I don't think we ever take that for granted, right? We work every single day. You know, I have a saying I tell, it's like success is not owned. It's rented and it's due, rent's due every single day. And team really puts that into practice.
Absolutely.
You saw that this year, Jordan. We added, you know, multiple new companies, we call it new logos. We had multiple new logos that we were blessed to bring on this year and take care of. You all have done a fantastic job of bringing to life, executing, doing what we say we're going to do, and seeing it through the entire Zion life cycle. So couldn't be prouder of the team or you all and what we do. And I think your customer's voice brings that back. And it's not that we're bragging about it. We don't go out and seeking that, probably to a fault, but we hear we're trusted. We hear you're different. And we expect our team to do that every single day. And we don't ever take it for granted.
No. Yeah.
Chuck, do you want to bring us home with some of the other impacts we make on people's lives?
For sure. So one of the things when we started Zion without hesitation was just the opportunity for us to do all that we could to live out our core values, who we are as individuals. And we have an Acts of Kindness, which is a fund that we have that we give back the 10% of our net profits to a whole bunch of folks that are in need, that have a need. We have a cool process where our entire team is encouraged to come forward with like, hey, I might have a neighbor that has lost their house that they need diapers. I have a church function. I have the opportunity to take care of gifts at Christmas time for kids. So there were 60 plus events in which our team came forward and were like, hey, we have an opportunity to help. And this is what we would like to do. And so we reached out and we were able to do that. As I mentioned, we had 28 kids that we provided gifts for Christmas that weren't going to have a Christmas that have a Christmas. We had blankets that were given to women's shelters. We have Georgia books. We have an adventure camp that were able to sponsor children to be able to go, or kids to go and do that. So the donations, the things that we do, they would not be possible without you. So I'm going to come back and talk about the Kenyan kids and kind of what we're doing there. But I'm going to turn it back to Jimmy just to give you a quick story about a St. Vincent de Paul opportunity that we had. So, Jay Shaw, why don't you fill him in with the details?
Yeah, I'll just really quick. So we were brought on. One of our partners through a lead came in, and St. Vincent de Paul is a nonprofit organization. They've got a really cool thing in Ohio that they're doing where they're trying to repurpose expired or unused prescription medicine. And so they had a bunch of people that were manually sorting all this. And you can imagine the prescription pills that come in, and somebody was manually looking at it and they were sorting it. So Rusty, who's our customer, came to us and said, hey, I had this I had this problem and I had this limited amount of money. Can you help me? And we immediately got to work, and it was non-traditional. It wasn't. We got super excited about it. Jordan and I got super excited about it, and Jen Thomas, and we're like, how can we make this work? So we found a gently used piece of equipment that was the right application, perfect application. We partnered with one of our good partners, OPEX, and we were able to bring to life the first of its kind sortation system for expired or unused prescription medicine. That's going to be the first of its, I said twice, first of its kind in the nation, first of its kind in Ohio. And it couldn't have been more exciting to work on. And we did it for a fraction of the cost. We rolled our sleeves up. We donated our time and our engineering effort, and we worked with our partner, and it was a collective effort to bring to life something that's going to really help and benefit people that can't afford basic healthcare, basic prescriptions. And it just was a really cool project. We got some stuff you'll be seeing throughout 2026 as we're trying to bring to life the case study on it. But it started with the roots of we want to help people, and we didn't hesitate to help them and step in. And it was really cool.
Yeah. So awesome. Jimmy, thanks for that. And then the other one we have, you guys, for many of you that's tuned in, we have the Kenyan kids, and This is something that was a relationship that Jimmy had with Wesley. Wesley has a foundation. He runs that. He's from Kenya. He won the Boston Marathon in 2012.
Yes.
His brother had success in winning that this year.
He won it this year.
And so one of the cool things, and this is kind of hopefully what you get out of Zion, hopefully what you feel when you work with Zion, is that you, those that are listening, those customers, those business partners, you made it possible for us to be able to have this foundation. And this foundation has reached out and helped with Kenyan kids build a track over in Kenya. Jimmy's actually heading there with his daughter at the end of this month. And it's going to be there for like 10 days. And just, they are so excited. They're so blessed. What Wesley had said is there's like two ways to get at it. There's two ways to progress in Kenya. One is run and one is education. And so, you know, you hear that and you ask the question about running and it's like, that's it, man. That's a future. That's what you do. You run and everyone knows the skill sets and the abilities and the gifts that God's given them as it relates to their ability to come and do awesome things and marathons and world records. And so we're super excited about all of our donations, all the things we can do. And seeing these little kids over in Kenya, here's a cool thing. Again, anyone that participates and helps Zion out, we thank you for all that you've done for us to allow us to do that. But at some point in the near future, you're going to have someone from Kenya that you helped us help them build a track that they're now running and participating in. Maybe it's the Boston Marathon, maybe it's some other marathon, but you will know by us communicating with you that track in which you helped build, they ran around, and now you're going to see them do amazing things. So that just gives you kind of cold chills. That's pretty cool. And we're so blessed to have you guys all help us help them. So those are some of the highlights. We get pretty passionate and pretty excited about it, but at the end of the day, man, that's all we got, right? Just trying to help each other out. So some cool things happened at Zion, and we appreciate all that you guys have done to help us position and be able to do that.
I don't think any of us could say it better, Chuck. Thank you. We started with what our core purpose is, to leave a positive impact on the lives of those we touch. Chuck, you put it in just it does. It gives chills. It makes you know, I'm not a super emotional person, but it's like, man, we thank you. And you said it best. Thank you, customers. Thank you, partners. Thank you, Zion team, for allowing us to be able to leave that positive impact on the lives of those we encounter and touch and get to work with. So that's my closing statement. Jordan, Drew, you all got anything to add? And we just really enjoyed this.
Time to roll the sleeves up for 2026. It's going to be a busy, busy year.
That's what I was about to say. Looking forward to another good year.
Awesome. Well, thank you all for spending a few minutes with us. Blessings to your family, and we'll catch you soon.
See y'all. See y'all soon.
We want to thank you all for listening to another episode of the Zion Experience. Please make sure you subscribe to our show on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple Podcast. If you have any ideas or topics you'd love to hear about, or maybe for a future episode, please let us know. Send us something in the comments. We appreciate you all, and we'll see you here next time.